What the fuck do you think you're doing? Get the fuck over here. Now. Now! How many times do I have to tell you? When I get home from work, I want you standing by the door with your cock out. Every day. Without exception. Understand? Get that fucking cock out. Now. This cock is my cock. Not yours. Mine. When I want it, I will have it. Get that cock hard for me. Go on. Stroke it. You really expect me to touch your flaccid cock? Please, don't be stupid. Yeah. Pump it. Pump that cock. Get it nice and hard. You're lucky you have a nice cock. Very, very lucky. I wouldn't be wasting my time with you if it wasn't for this beautiful fucking cock. Yeah. Keep pumping that cock. Keep pumping while I go over the rules again, because clearly you need constant reminding. First rule, that cock is my property. And I mean it. You do not touch that cock without my express permission. It belongs to me. The cock is mine, and mine alone. It just happens to be attached to you. Second rule, no masturbation. If you're feeling horny and I'm not around, you're not allowed to masturbate to climax. Ever. That cock does not come if I'm not around to make it come. No exceptions. A third rule, and pay attention to this one. Every day, when I come home from work, you are to greet me with your cock out. The second I open that door, I want to see my cock. I want to touch it. I want to rub it all over my body. All over my face. I want to stroke it. I want to play with your balls while I grip that cock and squeeze it gently. I want to lube it up and rub it all over my tits. I want to suck it. I want to lick your length while I squeeze the base. I want to jam it in and out of my fucking throat again and again until I'm fucking choking and tears are streaming down my face. Because I can't get enough of my cock. I live for my cock. I breathe for my cock. I would do anything to please my cock. Absolutely anything. This cock right here is the most important fucking thing in the world to me right now. You think a minute goes by when I'm not thinking about this beautiful fucking cock? Do you know how hard it is to go to work, to function as a human being out there, knowing that this cock is at home waiting for me? Do you think it's easy being sopping wet all day? With a puddle in my fucking knickers? Talking to my co-workers, my boss, with this cock at the front of my mind? No, it's not fucking easy. So that's why I need you to have my cock ready and waiting for me the moment I arrive home. Yeah. Keep stroking that cock for me. Keep it hard. Yeah. It's such a nice cock. Such a beautiful, amazing cock. It's no wonder I can't get it out of my mind. Just thinking about that cock, teasing the lips of my cunt. Fuck. Just thinking about it. Oh. Getting that cock slippery with my wetness, circling the head of that incredible hard cock around my clit, getting me wetter and wetter and wetter still. What would stop you from just ramming it in, Wouldn't you just want to push yourself to the very back of me, experiencing that hot wetness as it grips you so, so tight? Me. I will stop you. You don't get to fuck me until I say you can fuck me. I don't care how horny you are. That cock is there for my pleasure, not yours. If I want to spend an hour teasing my clit with the head of your cock, that's what I'm going to fucking do. And afterwards, if I want to be fucked by my cock, then I will be fucked by my cock. And if I don't want to be fucked by my cock, then you will get the fuck out of my sight while I clean myself up. And no masturbating on your own. You'll save that load for when I want it. Good boy. Keep stroking that cock for me. Don't worry. You're allowed to play with yourself when I tell you to. There'll be no punishment tonight. Fourth rule. You come when I tell you to come. And I mean it. If I want your cum, I will have it, and not a moment sooner or later. Because you know what I like, right? You should know by now. There's nothing more I love than achieving orgasm while a gush of cum hits the back wall of my cunt, as spurt after spurt of hot, thick, sticky seed sprays into the deepest part of my tight, wet little fuckhole. If we don't come at precisely the same time, you will ruin my orgasm. You do not want to ruin my orgasm. If you ruin my orgasm, there will be consequences. You better believe that. Besides, don't you want to feel the incredible sensation of my tight cunt clamping down even tighter on your cock the moment you shoot that hot load inside of me? Hearing me scream in pleasure, knowing that you have made your mistress happy? Is there any greater reward than that? No, I don't think so. So, when you are pounding me as hard as you can, losing yourself in the moment as you thrust and thrust and thrust yourself into me, and I tell you to come, you will come directly into my cunt, at a moment's notice, without hesitation. That would make me happy. You do want to make me happy, don't you? Good. Now, I hope we're finally clear. I won't explain the rules again. Remember rule 4? Come when I tell you to come? Come. Come now. Yeah, right fucking now. Come. Come. Come, fucking come. Make me happy and come. Give me that come right now. Go on. Now. Now. I won't beg for it. You know I won't. Come. Come, come, come. Do I need to jerk that cock myself? Go on. Come everywhere. Cover me with cum. Show me what you're made of. Show me what a big boy you are. Yes. Yes, you're coming. Yes. Fuck yeah. Come, baby. Yes, just come. Come. Oh, yes. There is nothing hotter than watching cum spray from my very own beautiful cock. That cock. My cock. Now go and clean my cock up. I'm going to need it again soon. Go on, go. And never, ever forget. Your cock is mine.